listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in to Songwriters from Here and Away. We feature songwriters from across Canada and around the world sometimes in their own voice, playing their songs. Hello, and welcome to Songwriters from Here and Away. My name is Robert Campbell, and we have a show today featuring only Mr. Graham Nicholas. I did a live interview with Graham above the train tracks here in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. I think we'll play a song from his recent album and give you an idea of what he does on record, and then cut to the interview, the live interview, where he also performs live with his guitar. And we'll start out with this song, Julie Truly. Okay, we'll start into the live interview now with Graham Nicholas.
You're firing on all cylinders now.
Thanks for coming to this strange location here at the Alderney Landing.
Well, you know, folk music is for everybody, so we might as well do it in a public library.
So we're above the railroad tracks, and if a train comes by, we may have to pause.
I'll just sing a train song.
Yeah, exactly. Right on. Yeah. So you're from Kentville, are you?
No, am from Toronto.
Toronto.
Ontario.
Toronto.
Yeah, downtown Canada there.
Cool. So how long have you been here, and what are you going to do here?
Well, I've just been here about a year and a half. Yeah, kind of moved on a bit of a whim, but I had a lot of friends out this way, and I always liked the music scene and the culture, so, you know, sort of feel like I'm fitting in, I hope. I don't know. I guess that's up for everybody else to decide.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. Well, it seems like, so you've got some tracks out, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been...
You've got how many albums now? 18?
No, not 18, maybe five.
Five? Yeah, good.
Yeah. I'm not double digits yet. But yeah, I've been putting out music maybe for like 12 years or so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good. And like, so when you're performing, you're mostly solo, are you? Or do you have a band?
Well, I got a band back in Toronto, and then I've been working on putting a band together out here. But fortunately, you know, as a touring musician, I can do it as a solo artist. So, you know, that definitely helps because I only have to pay myself and deal with, manage my expectations and not everybody else's bank accounts or expectations.
Gotcha. So a year and a half, what's your favorite part of Nova Scotia? What's your favorite thing about this place?
Well, luckily, my favorite part's the valley, which is where I live. It's like a summer's paradise out here. You know, I love being able to go to the beach every day and, you know, have bonfires at night with my friends and... But yeah, I love the music out here too, and so, you know, I get out a lot to see as much music as I can, because that is a big part of throwing fuel on the fire, I guess. You know, I love seeing other people play.
I love doing it too. I don't get out enough, especially the last few years.
Right. But, we won't talk about that.
No, but it really helps you guide where maybe your music wants to go sometimes. Like it shows you what you don't want to do and maybe shows you what you sometimes want to do.
Yeah.
And how you want to perform and
I need that input to get an output.
Right. Yeah.
Cool. I love just being around that energy of people playing and having fun with music, you know? I just think it's great.
Yeah, if it ain't fun, don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've been writing lots. How do you usually write solo or do you co-write much?
No, I've never co-written anything.
No?
I'm not sure how that would even go. Some people have, like, asked me, and I've always been like, I've said sure, but then, you know, I kind of, like, shy away and avoid them.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what I would do as a co-writer.
Yeah, every co-write situation is different, whether it's two or three or more people in the room, and the people and everything is different. It's always changing, and
But I try and write as much as I can. Mostly, you know, I like to always have a notebook on hand, or, you know, my notes app on my iPhone. Because I get a lot of ideas just by listening to people.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where all my best songs come from.
The old coffee shop eavesdropping
things.
Yeah, when
someone says something funny, I'm like, ugh, like, pluck that out of the air and pop it in a song.
Yeah,
I find that always makes the best songs, because if I can find, like, a good brick to build the rest of the house on, then it all goes well. Yeah. But if I have to just, like, pull from nothing, then, you know, I get some lines out of it, but it's never as fruitful as when I sort of latch onto something that someone is...
Yeah, you got to start somewhere with a kernel of something.
Right?
Yeah. Do you want to play us a tune that you've...
Sure.
Anything will do. Let's...
Sure.
Yeah.
This is off the new record. It's called Getting By With Less. And I guess when I was writing it, you know, I was right in the thick of all that stuff that we all went through the last couple of years. And I guess I was trying to think of what lesson I was learning from all this, because I feel like we should probably learn something. And I guess I realized that if I'm, like, forced to stay inside, or if we're all forced to stay inside and not really engage with the outside world, and we're no longer agents of action and change out there in the world, and we're just sitting in our living rooms for our whole lives, then, like, nothing good, like, forces its way into your life. Like, nothing good knocks on your door and says, like, this is a great opportunity. But, like, tragedy sort of seemed to be inevitable. Even when I was doing nothing, like, bad things kept happening. And so, you know, I thought, you know, when everything comes back, it's really important to, like, get out as much as you can and make things happen.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting for everything to sort of come your way, because that just doesn't happen.
Right.
Anyway, that's what I was thinking about when I kind of wrote all this.
Cool.
Well, now I've been getting by with less. Running out the clock, trying to catch my breath. I'm letting go, trying to forget, but these days I get by with less. Well, I'm just another dark horse bet. I'm the longest shot that you ever met. Underneath a dark cloud rain, heavy with regret, but these days I get by with less. Try playing with a three-ace deck. Try to pay the rent with another bounce check. I'm trying to believe things will get better yet, but these days I get by with less.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Right on. Nice tune. Yeah.
Thanks.
So do you, when you write your tune and you get to the point where you're like 80 or 90% done, do you start like really rearranging? How do you go through the process of how you structure your tunes?
No, I don't go back a lot.
No?
As sort of as soon as like I like a thing, then I move on.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes like I can get stuck until I think the thing, like the line or whatever, is it takes me a while sometimes to make sure that it's what I want it to be, and then what, so, but I never feel comfortable moving forward with the next line until I like what I've finished. So,
oh, okay, cool.
I don't really go back over things a lot.
Yeah, because some people will flesh out the tune and then they'll go back and parse it out and restructure it and redo.
I do it as I go.
Yeah,
yeah. I try not to move on until I'm happy with something. Which, I don't know, like. Everybody's got a different thing.
That's the way you do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, everybody's absolutely different.
Yeah.
And any process can come up with a really great tune.
Yeah. Whatever the end result is, as long as you like the end result, maybe just don't question the process too much, I guess, or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever works.
Yeah, so you got some of the notes and notation and music theory a bit from piano kind of early on.
That's true, yeah.
And
I started trying to learn fiddle last winter.
Oh, okay.
With mixed results.
Do you have roommates?
I have neighbors, but no one has complained yet. So we'll see.
Yeah, and
they're all old, my neighbors, so maybe they're too deaf to hear it. I don't know.
Well, I'm old and I'm starting to lose my hearing too, so I get it. Yeah, but and the bass, playing the bass is really nice because it gives you the solid understanding of the root and the principle of the bottom end and the timing and all that stuff, and it makes you solid, right?
That's what I think
as
too.
Player,
you learn so much about the format of structure of songs when you play the bass.
Yeah. If I wasn't a keyboard player, I'd be a bass player.
I love playing bass.
Yeah.
It feels so good. It sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you definitely, like you said, you get to learn the positions of everything better.
Right. Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. And the references to each other, the chord progressions and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Let's have another tune, man.
Sure.
Yeah. Pick one out of the blue or whatever you feel like.
Yeah. I'll play this one. This is a song I wrote. I feel like this song kind of wears a lot of my John Prine influences on my sleeve.
Well, that's nothing wrong with John Prine.
No, he's the best. But this song I wrote based on that old nursery rhyme about the dish that falls in love and runs away with the spoon. Mm. And I was just like, I think it'd be funny to write a song about, like, you know, maybe the not so fun realities of like their marriage.
Cool.
And well, just see what happened.
Yeah, let's.
So, you know, I like catch up with them and they're in real life now.
Okay.
And
gotcha.
You know, let's just see how they're doing in the form of whimsical folk song.
Okay, so what's the title of this one?
This one is called Just the Dish and the Spoon.
Okay, cool.
Don't overthink it.
No.
Did you hear about that dish that ran away with the spoon? They ran right off and got married, shotgun honeymoon. They got a white picket fence, a big swimming pool, and three beautiful children in all the best schools. Then the spoon got hungry, went looking for a bite. He found a bowl full of lovin' on a Saturday night. He left his wife and his kids back home all alone. And now the dish and the spoon, they don't talk anymore. With that old nursery rhyme, human hearts can be fickle most all of the time. But did you hear about that cow that jumped over the moon? She looks down from the stars just to watch the world turn. She's got a nice patch for grazing on the astral plane. She sits on the banks of that old Milky Way. Oh, and Cassiopeia, she sits up on her throne with only the stars to gaze upon. While the Big Dipper's cup, it overflows with water that falls like a rain down below. Oh, and a hey diddle diddle went that old nursery rhyme. Human hearts can fickle most all of the time. And the cat sang her songs on the bow fiddle. Well, old love songs for lost time. And the days wore on little by little. More than one try, yeah, good love's the love worth more. Thank
right
you.
On. Is that a new one that you've written in the last little while? Or?
Well, it's on the new record.
On the new record, yeah. So what's the title of the new album?
It's called Black Creek.
Black Creek.
I didn't put it on the last record that I made before Black Creek, and so it had just been sitting there for a while, and then I remembered it, and I was like, oh, I do really like that one.
Yeah.
So I dusted it off.
Cool.
And put it on the new album. And there's like three acoustic-y kind of stripped down tracks, and me and two acoustic guitars, an upright bass, a banjo, you know, mandolin, piano, kind of kept it really
acoustic.
Yeah.
So, and then some of the other tunes are more electric, full band.
They're more like
kicking.
The band, or like Tom Petty and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. Hammond organs and stuff.
There's organs on there.
Yeah.
Electric guitars.
Where'd you track that?
We did it at a studio in Toronto called The Gas Station, which is just on Toronto Island. Owned and operated by a guy named Dale Morningstar.
Great name.
Yeah, great name.
Graham Nicholas on Songwriters From Here and Away. Check it out online, by the way. You can get his links there, sfhaa.ca. Here he is with his next tune.
I've seen a smile break at the speed of light, cracked in half. Goodbye.
great tune.
Thanks.
Nice to. It's a good tune to play with a band, I bet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really fun.
Yeah. It's got the all the changes that you want, the pushes and the. Yeah. Great.
It's got a little engine in it.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit of push. Yeah. So, what's your website? That would be good to get out there.
Yeah, grahamnicholas.ca. It's just that simple.
GRAHAMNICHOLAS.
That's right.
.ca.
Yeah.
So are you doing a bunch of festivals over the summer, or what's your plan over the next 6 months, a year, or whatever?
Well, I'm going to take kind of a break.
Are you?
I think for the summer, and then... I have some tentative plans for the fall that I'm going to start working on, but yeah, I've been kind of booking these shows here for the spring since like August, and working on promoting and preparing the record and getting that out, so I'm looking forward to just sort of being a normal person for a little bit.
Gotcha. So how is it being received? Is it getting out on the airwaves a bit?
Yeah, it's you know, gotten some CBC One play, which is pretty pretty great.
Yeah.
And yeah, some smaller radio stations around have been playing, which is nice. And you know, the shows have all been pretty well attended and selling CDs, so you know, that's all you can really ask for anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to play some more songs?
Sure. Yeah, this one, this song's called Every Dog Brings Its Own Fleas, and I just heard some old guy say that once, and I was like,
that's a great saying.
That's a great line.
That's got to be a song. That's got to be a tune.
That's pretty much exactly what happened.
Cool.
And I just built the whole song around that.
Well, it sure could. Feeding every dog. they say, brings its own fleas.
Nice. Nice tune.
I like that.
So, you're going to go back and hang out and lay low?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah, being on the road can be challenging.
Yeah.
Right? For quiet definitely. Space or for whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Sleep, food.
Sleep, food, clean
yeah.
clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you done any touring Western Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done...
Overseas?
Never overseas, but I've... done all of Canada many times,
right?
A lot of times, pretty much like once a year, like I do the whole thing. But I haven't been out west in a couple of years, but
right.
you know, we'll
yeah.
see.
Nobody has.
Nobody has. Yeah,
yeah. How about if we? How about if you play a couple, few more tunes, and if you want,
sure. Yeah, this song's called "Venice Is Sinking." And I know that there is a song by Spirit of the West called Venice Is Sinking. But
there's no copyright on titles.
There's no copyright on titles.
Yeah.
And I guess I came up with this because I read this article about how the city council of Venice had this meeting about whether or not to, you know, invest in these sort of precautionary measures to ward off the ails of global warming that was literally sinking their city, and they all voted it down. And then as soon as the vote happened and they all voted to not invest in these precautions, like the whole city's council chambers flooded, and the whole city went into like the worst flood it had had in like 400 years. And I was like, wow, you can't make that up. So
yeah,
thought that was kind of funny. And then I sort of thought about things in my own life, in my own city, that sort of had these old world charms that were going the way of the dodo, and that were just inevitably fading away, I guess.
Right.
Well, now Venice sinking, and I never got to San Marco Square. I never got that postcard that says, you'll meet me there. And now the pigeons fly high above what was so long ago ground. Because Venice is sinking, baby, now they got no place to land. Well, the gondoliers sing their songs from long ago. They ring out like lovers' footsteps walking across the marble stone. Now there's a silence that's so golden you could hang it from a church tower bell, or off the coast of your eyelids, baby, you could hang there just as well. Strange to find a rose in a place like this, in a dimly lit bar down on that main street strip, where you leaned across the table just to give me a kiss, while the band they rocked so hard that the stage it almost tipped. That bridge of sighs. One last look is all you get, so you'd better take it fast. Shine a light through your diamond, count those colors as they pass. It's down that canal till I'm washed away at sea, so I can watch the sunset down on where Venice used to be. Down the starlit back roads, round the bend, across the rivers wide, in the empty parking lots, under neon motel signs. And how strange to find a rose in a place like this, in a dimly lit bar down on that Main Street strip, where you leaned across the table just to give me a kiss. While the band, they rock so hard that the stage, it almost tipped.
Great tune.
Thanks.
Yeah, another good band tune, too. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Would kick fun tunes to
play.
Yeah,
yeah. The band kind of lets loose on that one as well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you can stretch out the solos a little bit.
And, yeah.
Yeah, have at her. Good. Cool. Well, I'd call it a wrap, or we can do another one. It's up to you.
Sure, I'll do one more. I guess I'll just do a quick one. This one is called I Don't Have a Drinking Problem, Just a Problem with the Bill.
You and a lot of other people.
I got this because I guess Keith Richards, I heard him say this thing where he's like, I don't have a drug problem, I have a police problem. And I was like,
oh,
that's so funny. How'd you not put that in a song? So yeah. I kind of just took it and turned it into this like drinking song.
Yeah.
Times and I drink to the bad. Well, I've raised a glass to every single time that I ever had. And they say you can't find happiness at the bottom of your glass. So I fill mine right up to the top just to make those good times last. Say about me what you will, 'cause I've been drinking and drinking still. I don't have a drinking problem, just a problem with the bill. Right out from drink. Well, now say about me what you will, 'cause I've been drinking, I'm drinking still. I don't have a drinking problem, just a problem with the bill.
At this point, we had more noise coming in than we were able to deal with. We had some guy asking if he could play Graham's guitar, and then he wanted to play harmonica too, so we gave up on any more music. But we do have a little more time. Thanks for being here on Songwriters from Here and Away. We appreciate your ears, and so do the artists. Please check out all the artists on our shows. Buy their CDs, download, whatever you can do to support them, give them a like. Give us a like, too. We are at sfhaa.ca. Now we're going to go back to Mr. Graham Nicholas. This track is Side of the Road.
Her car broke down by the side of the road. She pleaded and cursed, oh, but it just wouldn't go. She wanted a drink. She lit up the smoke. She wanted more out of life than the side of the road. She thought she wanted someone just to restart her car. Maybe light up the night by naming every star. Just someone to love, to have and to hold. But he was nowhere in sight from the side of the road.
Here's the title track, Black Creek.
One, two, three, four. Send word on down the Black Creek that I'll be coming home. Send word down to my darling, she don't have to be alone. By the time the sun goes down, we'll be dancing cheek to cheek underneath the shining stars at the bottom of Black Creek. It's sure good to be back home, but I ain't back home just yet. I'm just happy place made me forget that this side of you on Black Creek, it's the sweetest I've seen yet. Send word on down the Black Creek that I'll be coming home. Send word down to my darling, she don't have to be alone. By the time the sun goes down, we'll be dancing cheek to cheek underneath the shining stars at the bottom of Black Creek. Black Creek will be always on me in that sweetheart of mine. She's a sight to see. By the time the sun goes down, we'll be dancing cheek to cheek underneath the shining stars at the bottom of Black Creek. Burning all night through, like the fire that's been burning in my heart from me to you. That Black Creek, it sure runs long, like my heart, it sure beats true. And ever since that I've been gone, every tear I shed is blue. Send word on down the Black Creek that I'll be coming home. Send word down to my darling, she don't have to be alone. By the time the sun goes down, we'll be dancing cheek to cheek underneath the shining stars at the bottom of Black Creek. Black Creek will be always on me and that sweetheart of mine. She's a sight to see. By the time the sun goes down, we'll be dancing cheek to cheek underneath the shining stars at the bottom of Black Creek. Underneath the shining stars at the bottom of Black Creek.
So that's Black Creek off Graham Nicholas's album called Black Creek, and you can get it on Bandcamp.com. Just look them up on Bandcamp, and that's probably one of the best places to buy music from artists. It's the most rewarding, I would say. And, of course, you can stream it on all the regular platforms. Before we go, I'd like to thank Graham for hanging out with me and also to you for hanging out and listening to what we're doing here. Look us up online. We are definitely looking for your ideas and would love to connect with you. So let me know you're out there. Songwritersfromhereandaway@gmail.com. We have some live concerts coming up as well in the Halifax area and possibly out in Cape Breton even. We'll be doing some recorded concerts and interview concerts. Another Graham Nicholas tune. This one's called Roll Me Up.
One, two, three.
What mama don't know, well, it can't hurt her now. She's taking a hard look to the bright lights of town. She got money to burn. Says you got a good heart, son, but a whole lot to learn. Won't you roll me up? Won't you toss me out? Won't you keep me tumbling round your town? Won't you pour her down? Don't you talk so loud? Well, I'm close enough. So please kiss me now. Your brother, he called about 5 or 6 times. Says he found your true love hanging on his.
clothesline. Says she's tired of waiting for you to come home. Says she hangs up by a thread in this world all alone. Won't you roll me up? Won't you toss me out? Won't you keep me tumbling around your town? Won't you quiet down? Don't you talk so loud? Well, I'm close enough, honey, so please kiss me now.
We have a little bit of time to kill to fill out the hour. Here's a Dave Gunning track. This is called A Girl Like You.
I still think of when they showed me how to build and fly a kite. In that summer evening when I learned to ride a two-wheeled bike. They'd climb the highest hills just to get a better view. Showed me how to see a girl like you. He taught me how to bait a hook and how to light a fire and all the things to look for in someone you might hire. She knew all of the places where the best blueberries grew and what to say to a girl like you. A girl like you. A girl like you. They taught me all the things that I should do. Should I ever meet a girl like you? We've been saving for the rain. Home cooking, mending shirts. We know the value of a dollar and of an honest word. And even when we fight, I know you speak the truth. Then it turns to a laugh with a girl like you. And I still remember our first date back when we were young. And the feeling as I drove you home and knew you were the one. And I waited till you were inside, safe and out of view. Something I knew about a girl like you. A girl like you. A girl like you. They taught me all the things that I should do. Should I ever meet a girl like you? Growing fast with all the changes in the world. Sometimes I get worried and I cry a little too. But he's got a gentle heart, hope he learned a thing or two. And does all right by a girl like you. A girl
girl like you. A girl like you. How did I ever stumble into a girl like you? Taught me all the things that I should do. Should I ever meet a girl like you?
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from local rock band Cassador's new album entitled Mama Might Have Raised a Fool. The new album, released on November 4th, is Cassador's third full-length. It blends the nostalgia of early 2000s indie rock with modern influences. Throughout, Cassador delivers a locally created and written 10-song album that comes out swinging with cheeky, down-to-earth, and worn-around-the-edges straight-up rock. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Mama Might Have Raised a Fool by Cassador on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Big Man Keen right now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.